Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is May the 14th. It is the feast of St. Matthias, Matthias the Apostle. I think the least known out of any of the apostles, Matthias was chosen. We're going to hear that in the first reading from today's Daily Mass. We'll read that in just a minute. He was chosen to replace Judas, who committed suicide. And I call this program Passing the Torch because this is a reminder of us, for us today. As we look at the current church hierarchy, we have bishops. We have the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and underneath him are various bishops spread throughout the world. These bishops are the successors of the apostles. And this idea of apostolic succession, when one bishop replaces another as the church continues to grow, this idea can be seen in the election of St. Matthias to the apostles. He was elected to be an apostle. This first reading talks about how it happened. And this tradition of apostolic succession has continued and will continue until the church is no more, which will not be until the second coming of the Lord, the church on earth, I should say. So let's look at the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, beginning in chapter 1, verse 15 through 26. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. And he said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture has to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was murdered among, Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. So in this reading, in this first reading that's read today at Daily Mass for the feast of the apostle Matthias, we see what happened, how there was a replacement. There was a void, a vacancy in the apostles, in the original apostles, and that vacancy had to be fulfilled. And what happened was the remaining apostles got together, prayed about it, asked for the help of the Holy Spirit, and elected Matthias to fill the position vacated by Judas. And again, that apostolic succession continues right up until the present time. We see evidence of that. And it's a great thing because whether we're looking at the Pope or whether we're looking at the individual bishops, the church has been provided for and will continue to be provided for by the Holy Spirit. And that will continue. It's happened in the past. We have that unbroken, that chain of succession throughout the years. And it's sort of a constant presence for us of the church, of the leadership of the church. You know, too many times we focus on the frailty, the imperfections of the human beings who are filling these roles, our bishops, our priests, our Holy Father. It's very easy to do that. But when we look at the original apostles, these guys had all kinds of character defects. But yet the Lord Jesus used them to build his church. The Lord is still using our current leaders to guide our church. So I would recommend that we pray for our bishops, pray for our Holy Father, pray for our priests. They can continue to fulfill that difficult role of leading the church. We'll talk to you next time.